The breaking news keeps rolling when you're at work.
Use the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright
and KSL News Radio.
So I like to say that I want the government out of your pocketbook and out of your bedroom. And in fact, I told that to the Republican convention in 1992. This year, it seems to me, you pay your money and you take your choice. If with the Democrats, you get the government in your pocketbook. And with the Republicans, it's much worse because you got the government in your bedroom. So that's the choice.
That was Governor Weld with Colbert the other night. Governor Gary Johnson is here, the Libertarian candidate for the presidency, in our studios. And Governor, let's talk about what it would take for you and Governor Weld to actually participate in the nationwide debates that are hosted. You mentioned you're on the ballot, all 50 states. I'm seeing 9s, 10s, and 11s now, percentages of people that are saying they would vote for you.
The real key is just being in the polls, and that's not happening consistently right now. The polls that we're in show a consistent rise, which I think is a self-fulfilling prophecy that people see, oh, gee, this is somebody that's now at 10%. I've seen that name before. I'm going to check it out. Well, I happen to think that my resume and Bill Weld's resume hold up under the scrutiny that goes along with being at this level. But it's being in the polls, and there are many, many polls that go by without our names in it, and the media continues to present basically two choices when there are more choices.
The Bernie factor has been so unique. Things have been so bizarre on the Republican side that sometimes I think we don't fully appreciate what has happened on the Democratic side of the aisle, too. And you and I were chatting about this during the break. His appeal with independents, his appeal with younger voters, millennials, and these are folks, too, that I believe would seriously consider you. The Bernie factor, how is that going to play into your campaign?
I think it will end up being a plus. When you saw polls done on who had the most integrity, I mean, who people viewed or trusted the most, it was Bernie. Well, I'd like to make a pitch on my part. I've always told the truth. When you tell the truth, you're able to admit mistakes. Yeah. I make plenty of mistakes. I think the one unforgivable in life is hypocrisy, saying one thing and doing another. Doug, I'm not a hypocrite. So there's a lot of tie-in with Bernie, people being able to make their own choices in life, the fact that crony capitalism is alive and well. Government is for sale. It's for sale for those that have money, that get unfair advantage. Government can play an absolute role in leveling the playing field, giving everybody an equal shot, ending the drug war, ending the military interventions. Being a skeptic at the table when it comes to getting involved in other countries' affairs. I reject the notion that libertarians are isolationist. Libertarians are non-interventionist. That means not getting involved in decisions that other countries make, but diplomacy to the hilt. I think the biggest threat in the world right now is North Korea, that at some point these intercontinental ballistic missiles are going to work. And so we should be joining hands with China to address this this situation. And the fact that we have 40,000 troops in South Korea, South Korea is not going to be invaded by North Korea conventionally. It's just not going to happen. They don't have the resources. But our 40,000 troops in South Korea poses a threat to China.
It always concerns me when I perceive that somebody is insane. You know, we had very tense relationships with the Russians, Soviet Union, for so many years when you and I were kids. But I remember even that difficult time of the Cuban Missile Crisis when the communication was going back and forth between Khrushchev and Kennedy. At one point, Khrushchev said, "We all have grandchildren." In other words, we care about our kids. We don't want to kill our kids. We have future generations. Kim Jong-un, I'm not sure. I think the guy's nuts.
I do, too. And then there are our actions in South Korea, which if that situation existed with Mexico, that Russian had troops in Central America or Cuba, as was happening, that was something we didn't stand for. Yeah. And yet we do the same things with Russia. We do the same things with China. Does that promote stability into the future? I don't think so.
We had an interesting comment. This actually came in before we even went on the air. And Caleb said, I'm definitely considering voting for Gary Johnson. I disagree with him on a number of social issues, but since libertarians typically err on the side of less government, I feel like I could live with that. There are many people out there, as we opened this show with, who are just, they cannot see themselves living with a Trump vote. They can't see themselves living with a Hillary vote. Tomorrow, you and Governor Weld will be on the CNN town hall. What are you anticipating from that?
Just that you're going to have a couple of guys on stage that are honest and that are about small government, that are about personal liberties and freedoms and standing up for always coming down on the side of choice. And then providing some skepticism on our foreign affairs that that end up putting us in a less safe situation worldwide. And Hillary's been an architect of all that, you know. And Hillary, when she takes speaking fees from Wall Street, well, that's not speaking fees. That's payola for services in the past and potential services in the future. It's just it's not ethical. And in that context, term limits is a silver bullet. I want to get in a plug for term limits. If term limits existed, I think politicians would do the right thing as opposed to whatever it takes to get reelected.
You know, when that clock starts ticking and you realize if you want to really get something done, or if you're egotistical and you want to form a legacy for yourself and get in the history books, you better get moving.
If there's term limits in place.
That's right.
And if there's not term limits in place, then it's all about raising money for your reelection, because you can't do anything if you're not reelected.
That's right. And I love this, too. The thing I always hear from career politicians, well, the job isn't finished yet. And you go, well, unless they drop the big one on us or Jesus comes back tomorrow, it's not going to be over. You know, I mean, life is going to go on even after you die.
And in that context, Doug, plenty of mistakes that I made as governor of New Mexico. One of the mistakes I made is that you have this notion that you pass good legislation in the context of smaller government. And in reflection, you leave office, and because of what you did, government actually grows. And I'm talking about, in this case, several agencies in New Mexico where I allowed the agencies to come in existence with no funding whatsoever from state government, kind of under pressure to establish these agencies. And, Governor Johnson will do it without any state funding. Well, to me, that was a victory. And, okay, well, I leave office. And guess what? They're burgeoning bureaucracies today that do receive state funding. So there's a live and learn in this whole process. And, you know, if we don't get smarter as we get older, shame on us.
Governor, I always enjoy our conversations. I look forward to many more. Good luck tomorrow, the town hall meeting. And if we can hit 15% in the polls, you're in the national debates.
Well, I think that just might happen. And it's a possibility that I could be the next president of the United States.
Governor, thank you so much for joining us
thanks,
here
Doug.
At KSL News Radio. Governor Gary Johnson with us. It is 10 o'clock.